WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Next Stop Wonderland is a new offbeat romantic comedy starring Hope Davis. It made news at this year's Sundance Film Festival because it was bought for the most money, a reported $6 million. Film critic John Powers has a review.
At one time or another, everyone has probably wondered, is there someone out there I'm destined to meet? This question is the idea behind Next Stop Wonderland, a charming trifle about two lonely Bostonians. Hope Davis plays Erin Castleton, a 30-ish nurse and Harvard Med School dropout who's just been dumped by her activist boyfriend. After furiously removing all traces of his existence, she scrapes a Think Globally, Act Locally sticker from the fridge. Erin falls into a funk, daydreaming about Brazil. Meanwhile, over at the Boston Aquarium, an ex-plumber named Alan Montero, played by Alan Gelfand, is studying to become a marine biologist. Although he has troubles, such as owing money to gangsters, he also has the soulful decency to be the ideal match for Erin. But as Alan and Erin go about their lives, often in the same place, yet never quite connecting, we wonder whether fate will ever let these dreamed lovers finally get together. Next Stop Wonderland is the second feature by Brad Anderson, whose bristling debut, The Darien Gap, was the smartest and most iconoclastic of the Gen X pictures. The film was too grating for most audiences and quickly vanished. This new movie is the kind of unambitious crowd pleaser that a talented young director might make to prove he isn't commercial death. And in fact, the plot echoes Claude Lelouch's 1975 hit, And Now My Love, a corny romance that took 2.5 hours for its couple to fall in love at first sight, and ended the moment they did. Luckily, Next Stop Wonderland has a scruffy tenderness that recalls other better work, the romances of Romer or Truffaut, the irony-laced Czech films of the 60s, and the poetic comedies of Bill Forsyth. While some of Anderson's ideas fall flat, the movie has a lovely feel for its Boston setting. The Wonderland of the title is a local racetrack, and it keeps its characters tiptoeing the borderline between comedy and sadness. Even the funniest scenes, like Erin's dates with the men who've answered a personal ad placed by her bullying mother, have an undertow of wistful mystery. Anderson is always concerned to reveal character, as when Erin treats a handsome Brazilian at the hospital.
I need to give you a gamma globulin shot. Would you take off your pants, please?
I had all my shots yesterday.
Not this one.
Just take off my pants?
Yes, sir. Where did you contract the malaria?
It was in Bolivia. I was on an expedition. I'm a musicologist. I collect ethnic folk songs. Yeah, I'm going to Sao Paulo for holiday. You like my country's music, right? I can tell that there's a little bit of Brazil in you.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. See, you are sad and happy. You don't smile, but you are content. You are sad and happy at the same time. In Brazil, we have a term for that. It's saudade. It's like, it's melancholy, nostalgia. It's very bossa nova. Tristeza não tem fim. Felicidade sim. It means...
sadness has no end. Happiness does. I like that song.
It isn't just Erin who's suffused with saudade. It's the movie itself, whose mood is set by the wonderful Brazilian music that's nearly always in the background. Neither glamorous nor pathetic, neither yuppies nor outlaws, Erin and Alan are unlikely 90s film heroes. They're ordinary people, confused, hardworking, aware of life's disappointments, yet curious whether their destiny may contain something magical. If Alan isn't very compelling, this is largely because Gelfand's performance is a bit too ordinary. As a friend joked, if this were TV, he'd be in the pilot, but not the series. The opposite is true of Hope Davis, the funny, radiant blonde from The Day Trippers and The Myth of Fingerprints. Davis is a wonderfully appealing actress, and she could hardly be more vibrant as Erin, a brainy romantic who's pessimistic about finding happiness, a down-to-earth gal whose fantasy life plays out to the sounds of bossa nova. Davis is one of those rare, attractive actresses who's good at playing a character defined by intelligence. We chortle when Elizabeth Shue is cast as a nuclear physicist in The Saint, or Nicole Kidman plays a terrorism expert in The Peacemaker. But we believe that Davis could have gotten into Harvard Medical School and then quit for personal reasons. The movie's worth seeing for her alone. By turns lovely and haggard, witty and depressed, Erin has a moody integrity that should have viewers breathing a sigh of relief. Although she would love to be loved, she's not one of those cutesy, man-obsessed career girls that dominate American pop culture. She's not Cameron Diaz's beaming fantasy girl in There's Something About Mary, nor does she whine and simper like the excruciating Ally McBeal. Erin's feelings are deep, and her mind has sharp edges. If a dancing baby ever appeared in her bedroom, she'd simply laugh in its face.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.